This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a three-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. We'll have Navarro Lady Panthers softball on the radio tonight on KWED. And there's been a time change. Tonight's JV game has been canceled, so the varsity game between Navarro and Canyon Lake has been moved up an hour to 6 o'clock. Tonight is an important game for the Lady Panthers. They trail Canyon Lake by one game for the fourth and final playoff spot in District 26-4A with four games left in the season. The Lady Hawks won the first meeting between the schools on March 21st at Canyon Lake High School. Navarro needs a win tonight to gain a key district split. The Lady Panther lineup is led by Shelby Stevens. The junior has hit 8 home runs this season. Stevens established a school record last season with 10 homers as a sophomore. Again, tonight's game has an early start on KWED. First pitch is set for 6 p.m. Our Lady Panther softball coverage will start around 5:50 today from Navarro High School here on AM 1580 and streaming at SeguinToday.com. The Navarro Panther baseball team, winners of three straight district games, host Bandera tonight for the first of two games against the Bulldogs this week. The Panthers and Davenport Wolves are tied for second in District 26-4A at 3-1. Wimberley leads the district at 4-0. The Texans and Panthers will meet for two games next week. Tonight's first pitch between Navarro and Bandera is set for 7 p.m. in Geronimo. The Seguin Matadors have an off day today. Seguin is 8-0 in District 27-5A. The Mats will play back-to-back district games on Thursday and Friday. Seguin will play at San Antonio Edison on Thursday and then host San Antonio Burbank on Friday afternoon at Matador Legends Ballpark. The Marion Bulldogs are on the road to face a team that handed them their first district loss in 6 years. The Bulldogs will travel to Jordanton tonight. Marion saw their 45-game district win streak come to an end with a 10-8 loss in 9 innings to Jordanton on March 14th at Marion High School. The Bulldogs have started another district win streak since that loss, winning their last four. Jordanton is 5-0 in District 27-3A. The Indians and Bulldogs meet in a battle for first place in district at 7 o'clock tonight at Jordanton High School. The Marion Lady Bulldogs are in Jordanton tonight as well in another matchup of the top two teams in District 27-3A. Marion is 5-0 in district. Jordanton is 4-1. The Lady Bulldogs walked off the Squaws 7-6 in a come-from-behind win on March 7th at Marion High School. Tonight's rematch starts at 6:15 p.m. in Jordanton. And the Seguin Lady Matadors, 9-0 in District 27-5A and ranked 10th in the latest Class 5A State Coaches Softball Poll, travel to the Alamo City tonight to play San Antonio Brackenridge. First pitch is scheduled for 7:30 p.m. at the SAISD Sports Complex. And speaking of San Antonio, finally at the Alamo Dome last night, Florida came from behind to beat Houston 65-63 and win the Gators' first NCAA men's basketball title in 18 years. Florida erased a 12-point second-half deficit in winning the third title in the program's history after back-to-back championships in 2006 and 2007. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.